God, I miss beer so much.
The drink or the person?
Yes. Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 58 of the VGC Trainer School Podcast, where we focus on the competitive side of Pokemon. Whether you are a ladder scholar or newcomer to VGC, we will help you learn or just kind of make you laugh, I hope. Class is in session.
What was that? What was that?
It's the intro.
Pokemon.
Oh, I was trying to be cute, like how Jake says it.
Oh, that's very cute. That was very adorable.
Thank you.
I am
I loved
not
it.
cringing in my seat right now.
So yeah, that was the sweet, sultry voice of AMLO, and also that was Tony. I mean John. I'm sorry. Forget where to use real names.
Yes.
It was amazing that I even said Tony. It's because I was reading it on the screen. But anyway, John and Tony, how are you guys doing? We'll start with Tony. Operator, please. I just
Long time no see, everybody. I know we've been on a little bit of a hiatus trying to figure everything out. But I've been fine. I've been okay. I am struggling just as much as everyone else in Regulation G, trying not to use the horse riders. I was really hanging on to Regulation F as long as I could, but it just dragged out. So now I'm back.
Welcome back.
Whoop, whoop.
Well, all right, I take that long pause as meaning that it's now John's turn.
I'm doing great, Spicer. I am just coming off a fresh 0-2 loss in Draft League Grand Finals, so a bit bumped about that, but that's okay. I'm now free to pursue my Reg G dreams. Reg F was cool for a while, and I was getting some success with the monkey team towards the end, and then I kind of just got bored. But our friend Chris made this really cool Rock Slide Sneasler team that I used toward the end of Reg F. So it reminded me, oh wow, you can still have fun without using, the same five mons that everybody else is using. So that was really, really cool. And Sneasler did carry games, unlike how many people might think. But yeah, I've been doing some Reg G stuff. Me and Tyler are working on some Maridon stuff. And me and Tony were on the. I joined you and Tony on the Zamazenta train earlier, but I
Shield
got off
dog.
the dog for a little bit.
Shield dog gang.
Shield dog gang. Ow,
Oh.
I'm not howling, but Zacian sucks.
Where were you when I was having the flame war with the about the dogs? You were like, both sides are good.
Well, just as a playing devil's advocate,
Yeah.
I think Zacian could be cool, but we'll get into that later.
Right, well, I've been doing good. Thanks for asking, guys.
No one asked.
Okay, now it's time for the news.
Exactly. We know what you're doing.
You're fine.
No, Spicer, how have you been doing?
Oh, pretty good.
And on to the news. All right.
No. Okay, for real. Pretty good though. Just maining Zamazenta. I tried Terapagos for a minute. It was fun, but I don't know. I just hate not being able to change my type when I Terra, and then, but it's a good mon, and I appreciate it, but Zamazenta just does more for me. It's got that nostalgia factor. I want it to have its time because Zacian had way too much time, as we all know, at least if you were here last generation.
Breach.
And I just finished finally, well, it took me like 3 or 4 days to finish my Pokérogue run of like the classic mode on there to be get to the 200th room. And
Boop,
I did it with a pretty terrible team of mons, like compared to like I didn't have any legendaries or any fun buffs or anything. Somehow I got through it, which just goes to show that it's not very hard and everybody else could stop playing. And then
he's already quit.
Yeah, I'm good on that. It was fun for a while, but I really should focus on VGC since I'm trying to go to LA next month, which by the time you hear this will be this month probably. Yep, super stoked for LA. All I'm doing is preparing myself mentally for it with meditation and self-medication, and one day I'll actually practice too for it.
But I mean, yeah, you were at yoga yesterday, right?
Oh yeah, I'm a yoga head now. You call me.
You're just like trying to get into your inner Pokemon. You're just like,
yeah,
meditating.
I'm gonna manifest my victory, and people will be like, "How is he doing this?" And like, and meditation, like, Holmes.
And then you're just gonna downward dog.
Yeah, downward dog on all their, yeah.
We cuss on this show. You could say asses. It's okay.
Ass. Butts.
Butts.
Okay. Anyways, that's enough about me. On to the news. Let's see. Tony, you can read this one.
All right. So for all you wonderful fans that have forgotten that you might have needed this, some of you might need it, some of you probably don't, but you are able to get your Walking Wake and Iron Leaves back. So yeah, there's raids this weekend. They're from now until Monday, May 6th, 11:59 UTC. I don't know when that is. Do not ask me. But you could catch your own Walking Wake or Iron Leaves, but you could only catch one per save file. So this is really only for the people that missed it.
Yep. Anybody who missed their Walking Wake, now is your time to get it. And anybody who missed Iron Leaves, you might be saying, who?
Says, you know what? You know what's funny? I really had hope for Iron Leaves when Maridon came out. And Iron Leaves is interesting. It does a lot, but it does nothing at the same time. It's pretty
pretty poetic.
Pretty usefulness.
And that ends our segment on Iron Leaves.
Yes.
Right. John, what's next?
So speaking of gifts, also this weekend during the live stream of the Korea Trainers Cup, also known as Korean Nats, a gift Fluttermane will be given away via a code on the live stream. So on May 5th, sometime during the stream, I think that's this upcoming Sunday, you can grab the code that we'll post in our Discord, and you can get your own gift Fluttermane. It's based on the seniors national champ from last year, who had Shadow Ball, Dazzling Gleam, Moonblast, and Thunderbolt on their Fluttermane. So you can get your very own Cherish Ball Fluttermane. Violet players, you can get your own Fluttermane with Bling this coming Sunday. And it's only, and the code only lasts that full day. So you got to get it on Sunday or you are out of luck.
Wow. It would only be worth it to have Violet version.
Exactly.
And yeah, so make sure you're in our server and you have your announcements ping roll so that you're ready to get that Flutter. Or just generate it if you're a degenerate.
A degenerate?
Yeah. I don't do that.
We don't support jetting in here out loud. So don't do it, wink.
I'm not saying anything else without my lawyer present.
I plead the fifth.
All right, so what's on the agenda? Pretty much Reg G. They actually named it that because of how gangster it is to have restricted back.
Oh my god,
back.
I hate you. I hope you cut this out.
I hope you keep this in.
I'm going to cut you out.
Regulation gangster is on.
It's going to be just me and AMLO show when it comes out.
Whoop, whoop.
That's fine. You just have long pauses. And it's like, uh-huh.
Nothing.
We have music for that.
Just kidding. Okay. So yeah, we had a tour. We're basically the coolest grassroots tour people. And who do we have to thank for that prize pool? Pretty much Tyler, right?
Well, so we had it from the merch, then I think me and Tyler both put in $100, and then Parenthetical or Flygon Man also put in like 150 or something like that. So I think it was the three of us that put that pool together.
Shout out to you guys.
Also, another shout out, if you do buy our merch, they'd go 100% straight to any of the grassroots attorneys that we have. So we don't get. So we're basically a nonprofit. We're paying you if you buy our stuff and if you win. Just saying.
We should get like a Patreon or something so we can beg for some other money. But
so we get to know people with a Patreon link too.
Yeah. You know what? We don't need that.
For when we have another podcast episode in 5 years.
Yeah.
We're ignoring that we haven't been on.
Sorry.
Quiet, don't even mention that. Nobody will notice.
Oh, you know what? You know who will? Ah, damn it. I forgot his name.
Our one listener?
No, Butt Gagger. Butt Gagger will know. I miss him. Butt Gagger.
Oh, no.
Butt Gagger. Wow, what a name. Yeah, so our tour had, 358 people in it? And that's even with Victory Road being on the same weekend.
I think we had more than 350.
We had 358 exactly.
I can confirm that's 8 more.
Yeah.
I thought we had like 384 until people dropped.
Nope. No? Some people didn't check in.
Oh, yeah, 358.
But yeah. Anywho.
Were you going to say something?
No, go for it.
I was just going to fill the dead air with words.
So, first of all, big old congratulations to Michael DeVest for winning the VGC Trainer School Open Reg G. Everybody, round of applause. With his runner-up being Joe UX9, who did donate his winnings to WD Michael's cat, which is, you know, good. Lots of praise
that's
for that.
So cute.
Super duper awesome.
You know, I thought Joe was an all right dude, but now I'm a fan.
He's a cat fan.
Yep.
And for all of you doubters out there, we have two awesome Pokemon that wound up winning our tournament. We have none other than Scarlet's mascot. Shout out all Scarlet fans here. With Coridon on Michael's team. But we also have the Walking Woke agenda.
Nice.
Walking Wake is no longer mid if you're in the hands of a world's finalist.
It's true. I mean, if you could play like Michael DeBest, then, you know, more power to you.
Yeah, so make sure you get it from that raid coming up. Because you could be DeBest too.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to point out a few things on this. We'll just cover like what top 10, top 8. We'll go top 8.
Top 8-ish. Yeah.
So first of all, Michael DeBest is definitely, I don't want to know. I'm more curious if this is like skill diffing people or if it's just the team is actually solid. It does look like right now Coridon is a bit better than Groudon though. Sorry, us old folks. I know how much that hurts. But I mean, yeah, just looking at the team, it's Clear Amulet, Terrifier, Coridon with Collision Course, Flare Blitz, and Flame Charge. Rocky Helmet, Terra Dark Amoongus. I personal fan of that also. With Sludge Bomb, Spore, and Rage Powder, so no Pollen Puff. Life Orb, Walking Wake, Terra Water, Hydro Stream, Draco Meteor, Flamethrower, Protect. Nothing new. Assault Vest, Incineroar with Terra Grass. With Flare Blitz, Knock Off, U-Turn, and Fake Out. Choice Specs, Fluttermane. It might be the speed one because it has Icy Wind, where it's a Moonblast, Shadow Ball, Dazzling Gleam.
Probably.
And then, of course, you know, the DeBest special, Frigoraph, Terra Fire with Psychic, Dazzling Gleam, Trick Room, and Helping Hand.
Love it.
What do you guys think?
Like, Frigoraph is... I don't know. What do you think about fire for a draft? What's that for?
I think it's for like Chi Yu and stuff, right? So you have like, because you get the occasional Chi Yu still, and it'll just heat wave you and in the sun that you're setting yourself. I don't know.
It's also,
I guess.
Kind it's also for real boom resists.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Woodhammer just
so, and then against Flutter and Kali, you are immune to the moon, you know, the moon blast or the draining kiss.
Yeah. Well, you resist it, yeah. And you're also resisting the Glacial Lance from the Ice Rider.
Yeah.
Sold.
It's one of those ones, I think the Terra is situational, since you're most likely not going to Terra Photograph, but in those situations and you like really need it out, I think that's probably the best choice right now.
Mm-hmm. And then this no Pollen Puffamoongus is pretty popular right now. I mean, like Wolf won Orlando with it. I don't know how popular it was before that.
Well, you get stabbed with it for one. And then, I mean, you don't really need to recover. What are you recovering? You just want to do as much damage as fast as possible.
I guess the meta is just so offensive and powerful now that it's just a little slow to be healing.
What do you think, Amla?
Well, the
John Love,
your Sludge Bomb Amoongus was actually picking up at EUIC, because what had happened back in Reg F was that you had Raging Bolt clicking Terra Fairy a whole lot to not get clapped by Lando Eyes. And you had a couple other Terra Fairy Pokemon as well. And instead of Amoongus just being a sitting duck against all that stuff, people started running Sludge Bomb to cover for the Terra Fairies or the Terra Grasses that would try to be spore immune.
Yeah, those are pretty popular Terras. And then Turtles and Ogre Ponds are definitely everywhere in Reg F.
Yep. And so, Sludge Bomb Amoongus was a thing that picked up around EUIC because people were just noticing those two things. And, stab weakness against a lot of stuff that's doing, you're doing 50% with your support Pokemon. That's like really game changing. And so people are carrying that over into Reg G because you still have grass Terras all over the place. You still have fairy Terras all over the place. And you are going to miss Pollen Puff because Pollen Puff would mean that the damage that's going around on your team isn't sticking. But now you just don't have the turns a lot of the times to get that off. So it's not like you could really prevent that in the first place. But I think the bigger thing here is that you have Coridon, Amoongus, Walking Wake, and Ensign, who all in varying degrees hate Fake Out, right? I mean, Ensign has its own Fake Out, but he really wants to be clicking U-turn. He really wants to be clicking knockoff. He wants to be doing other things besides just clicking Fake Out to prevent other Fake Outs. Amoongus wants to be sporing, Walking Wake wants to be attacking, Coridon wants to be attacking, and Ferrigarath really helps against all those rotating Ensigns and Rillabooms coming in and out every turn. And so that's a big thing with offensive teams, is making sure that you have ways to prevent fake outs. I think if we, as you go down the list, you'll notice quite a few ghost types. So like Calyrex Shadow Rider is very popular because it's fake out proof. Covert Cloak Terapagos is also pretty popular because, again, it's fake out proof. Sometimes your Zamazentas are running Terra Ghost or Protect to be fake out proof. Like, you just want to have fake out protection all over the place.
Especially when you're seeing 66% of teams having Incineroar, like in Arctur.
I did want to go over that just a little bit more. I'm wondering, do you think the Ferrigarath covers the Incineroar for being, because, you know, most of the Incineroar right now are Goggles Terra Ghost or Citrus Berry Terra Ghost. But this one's a Salt Vest and it's Terra Grass. Do you think that's what the Ferrigarath is covering for? Like, that's the only reason why this Incineroar would work at this time, because you have the Ferrigarath to support you and your fake out needs.
Well, you have AV Ensign with Ferrigarath because that was a Blood Moon tech that we've had since like Portland or something like that.
Yeah.
Because you have your Terra Grass, because you can't click Taunt with your AV to shut down Amoongus. So you need the Terra Grass for your Spore immunity. But your AV allows you to take, Blood Moons in the mirror. Now, anything from Rhydon, anything from Shadow Rex, all that kind of stuff. And you have the added bonus of running Kyogre. And now your instant aura can be a grass type and can resist Kyogre, which is nuts. But I think Photograph it gives you a dynamic speed control situation here, because you have Icy Wind for the fast modes, but you notice you don't have Tailwind. So against Tailwind teams, you're just clicking Trick Room and running the slow mode.
I think definitely if anyone has mastered Rhydon, it's definitely Michael DeBest. Congratulations again on winning, though.
Mm-hmm. And should we look at his opponent's team?
Oh, definitely.
Joe UX9. So Joe Ugarte is running the Shadowrex Balance Nerd core with Shadow Rider, Calyrex, Raging Bolt, Ensign, Rillaboom, Rapid Urshifu, and Amoongus. So this Shadow Rider Calyrex is running Astral Barrage, Nasty Plot, Psyshock, Protect, but it's Focus Sash and Terra Ghost. And we'll talk about the Terra here in a sec. Then he's running Calm Mind, Raging Bolt, Thunderclap, Dragon Pulse, Calm Mind, Protect, Terra Fairy. Nothing different there. Ensign is Goggles, Terra Ghost, but then Knock Off, Parting Shot, Will-O-Wisp, Fake Out. So it dropped that Flare Blitz for your Will-O-Wisp.
We're seeing that. Reg G.
Yeah. Rillaboom is an AV, Terrifier set, Double Grasp, Fake Out, U-Turn. The Urshifu is Mystic Water with Triple Stabs and Protect. It notably is not Choice Scarf. So this Urshifu is like guaranteed going to kill other Incense rather than be used to outspeed other Shadowrexes. And then we see that Amoongus with Citrus Berry, Terra Dark, and the same Sludge Bomb, Rage Powder, Spore, and Protect set. So both of the Amoongus sets were very similar. But the Shadow Rider Calyrex is Terra Ghost. A lot of people are using Terra Fairy Calyrex would be great, but we see that Terra Ghost is actually popular. So, guys, what do you think about Terra Ghost Calyrex over Terra Fairy?
Just disgusting damage, just a nuclear bomb.
Like you, because you're going to let, no matter what, you're either Terra, say you went Terra Fairy, you went for the Life Orb set. I mean, you're trying to live two hits, right? You're not going to live too much with Calyrex.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're Terra Ghost, you still get the stab boost. So one Nasty Plot and then just an Astral Barrage, because not too much is outspeeding you. And Joe's really showing you that, because there's no speed control on this team whatsoever. There's nothing. There's no Icy Wind. There's no Tailwind. There's no Trick Room. He knows that he is just going to obliterate your soul and make you remember the horrors that was Sword and Shield. You know?
Yeah.
I do like that they're both, you know, the Terra Dark Amoongus with the Sludge Bomb. They both know that, you know, it's not here to recover at this point. It's here to be annoying. And then
it's notable that Terra Dark is now the standard Terra type for Amoongus, where it's been water for so long, and that's in part due to Calyrex.
Yeah.
Classic because of Taunt on Tornadus, but now it's more important.
Well, yeah, I mean, even looking at Incineroar, no one cared about Will-O-Wisp before, even when we were in a really physical meta, no one really was like, I'm going to Will-O-Wisp everything. But now you got like cool things like Zamazenta, the coolest fucking thing in the world.
For sure.
Bite me on it. And
we're fighting everyone else.
Exactly. LA, watch out. But you got Will-O-Wisp, which is for the Zamazentas out there. It's for, I mean, it's not even really for the Groudons or Coridons, because they're always Terra Fire. Mm-hmm. So it's really just for two things that you know can be super annoying. And I think that's something to note. It's not even that common, which is the funny part. So it's like, how often are you really going to Will-O-Wisp something? Also, there
probably
is
probably not often. People should just stop running that, especially before LA, please.
Yeah, stop running Spore. And stop running will-o-wisps. I mean, Tapu Fini's going to come back with a vengeance, and you guys are just going to regret it.
Please, Tapu Fini, come back.
My beloved waifu.
I do want to point out that there is no scarf on this also, just like Amlo said. Like, I notice a lot of the Urshifus right now are Mystic Water. And, like, it's just another thing showing, like, this is going to be a really aggressive meta. So, if you could support, like, the Calm Mind Raging Bolt, that's cool. But just know that everyone else is going to be playing really, really aggressive from this point on. That's my take.
Does Scarf Shifu actually outspeed Calyrex?
Yeah, so here's a fun fact. So 252.
Oh my god. I just speed, saw the calc.
Yeah, so 252 speed adamant Urshifu will outspeed Calyrex Shadow. And if you click Terror Water, you have a very good chance to one hit KO a Shadow Rex that has like no bulk on it.
The reason I said oh my god is because it's literally 1 point higher than Timid Calyrex.
Yep, it's exactly 1 point. So here's a free calc for everybody. If you would like to not die to Scarf Urshifus on your Scarf Calyrex Shadow, you should put 20 defense EVs into your Calyrex, because that will drop the roll to like a 12.5% chance to get killed by it. Or even, I think actually it's a guaranteed live if you do 20 defense EVs. Regardless, 20 defense EVs on your Scarf, on your Sash Calyrex Shadow. Use it and never worry about Shifu again.
I love it.
I mean, oh, if you want to be a Shadow sellout.
I wasn't listening. I hate Cali Shadow. Sorry. I thought you said the opposite thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. The thing is ridiculous. Like,
it is ridiculous.
It's just 150 speed. I mean, like, what, a 2 million special attack? Whatever it is. Like, they didn't nerf Astral Barrage. They, like, you know, Zacian got nerfed. But, like, why not freaking Calyrex? Like, it's ridiculous. It's naturally immune to Fake Out. It has special Moxie with a spread nuke move.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean, you're just speaking everyone's angers right now.
I almost just like want to hate the whole meta because of Calyrex, but you know, in the face of great tyranny, you have to rise up.
Yep.
Anyway,
so let's go on to the next team. That's not Calyrex.
Mm-hmm.
Third place, bam, Terrapagos, Covert Cloak. Amlo just talked about this. Amlo John, Jonlo. Some guys all for sure.
Uh-huh.
100% this is someone's all. Please come out. Tell us your wisdom. Anyways.
It's my all.
I believe that. I would believe that. You have like 80 of them.
Wow. You're amazing.
Going down the list, it is another Incineroar, same exact kind as Joe's. This one, though, has Gold Dango with Choice Specs, Terra Steel. Obviously, classic choice with Covert Cloak, Terrapagos, Earth Power, Terra Storm, Calm Mind, Protect, guess the Terra. Then Water Pond, which actually I haven't seen too many. Ogre Pond in general, so that's kind of cool to see. Rocky Helmet, Tornadus, Terra Ghost, and Clefairy, our favorite friend.
I love Clefairy. I took it to Portland. Notably with Terra Water this time.
Yes. And Follow Me, Heal, Pulse, Moonblast, Protect as the moveset. Also, the Tornadus is Air Slash. It's not even Bleak Wind Storm.
No, I agree with that completely. I literally hate Bleak Wind Storming on a non-rain team.
Well, it makes sense because they already have two spread moves, right? Because you have Terra Star Storm, where everyone knows Terrapagos is going to Terra at some point. And then you have Goldango with the Make It Rains, Choice Spec Make It Rain, Terra Steel Choice Spec Make It Rains. And, you know, doesn't matter which regulation we're in, doesn't matter which generation we're in, that's going to be one of the most disgusting moves that has ever existed. Please nerf it.
It's like the Cali Shadow of Rega A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except it's not on a horse, and it's not stupid. It's on a snowboard and it's balling.
It is.
Yeah,
it's not stupid. Okay. It also has power gem in the fourth slot. No, that used to be like Thunderbolt, but we live in Incineroar times now.
Mm-hmm. I will also say that Goldango is here because of your Calyrex ice matchup. Because if you have Goldango on this team, you can trick the Clear Amulet away, but your Calyrex Ice Rider has to commit the Terra to not die to the Make It Rain, and they have to choose between Glacial Lance and do nothing to Goldango or High Horsepower and do nothing to the not Goldango.
Yep, exactly. I mean, I think the real cool thing, it's kind of cool to see Goldango come back, I'll be honest, because no one really thought about it, just because it was one of those things like early thoughts when Calyrex Shadow Rider comes out, you're not going to see Fluttermane anymore, you're not going to see any other ghost types really, but now you still see them, and they are, it's a solid choice, because it walls Amazenta, like you said, it walls the Calyrex Ice Rider, and then in the right, you know, if the mood is right and, you know, you romance it just a little bit, you know, you get the Tailwind up and then you schmooze on over to the Calyrex Shadow Rider and you Shadow Ball its stupid face. And then you got, you're golden.
This is how you know Tony's procreated.
Whoa. Wow.
As my congrats. Child walked into the room.
Nice. I will also say the Clefairy with the Heal Pulse is basically... if you play on ladder, you'll notice a lot of Comfey plus Terapagos teams, because they spam Floral Healing next to Terapagos to heal it back up to full a billion times. Clefairy is basically a Comfey that has redirection and has additional bulk with the friend card.
Mm-hmm. And then Terra Water is pretty much because of Urshifu and helps for Kyogre. But I guess... they're not...
You're clicking the Terra on the turtle, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Anywho.
We could talk about the fourth team.
Yeah, let's talk about the fourth team.
We'll do it for you, Mirai. Mirai!
Oh, it's another Cali team? You guys could talk about it.
Yeah, so the big difference here is that you have Taunt, Water, Incin over Will-O-Wisp. You have a Tornadus instead of your Raging Bolt, even though this person wanted to use Raging Bolt. They DM'd me during the tournament that they wanted to use the other Pokemon, and I said, sorry, you gotta match the team sheet. And then you have Qian Pao in the last slot over something more offensive like a Raging Bolt or a Rillaboom or something like that.
There are some... couple weird things about this team.
Hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, we are not going to skip this Amoongus.
With your substitute Amoongus? Yeah.
Your substitute foul play Terra Dark Amoongus.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was testing Foul Play Amoongus really early on. It was Pollen Puff, Spore, Rage Powder, Foul Play. And it does a lot to Cali Ice. I think it one-shots after plus one.
If you Terra Dark, yeah, anything Okoes it with Foul Play.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's kind of funny to see Foul Play come back, because everyone was like, oh, you know, when people would worry about the zero IV attack, and then nobody would really care, because it's like Foul Play's not coming back, and now it's like Foul Play's back, and it's like, oh, those guys, I wonder if they're still worried about it.
Yep, so the huge headache for everybody who legitimately gets their Mons.
Nerds. Everyone gets them legitimately.
Oh, yeah, I know. Everybody does it.
You also have Clear Amulet Terra Grass Qian Pao here, so your Incin hating Mon and your Amoongus hating Mon.
What? I didn't even see that.
Yeah, Clear Am on Qian Pao.
Oh my god!
I mean, we had that at EUIC. We had that at in Orlando, but now it really matters when Incin is just switching in and out like 20,000 times per game.
And it obviously works. I mean, Mirai went 11-2.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yep. We're just Incin boys living in an Incin world now.
Mm-hmm. So highlights from the next four teams to round out top eight.
Yeah, none of them matter except number five.
Number five.
I mean, we could talk about we could. So I want to talk about five deeply, and then I just want to give a shout out to eight because eight is Zamzenta. I mean, yeah.
Oh yeah, what a Chad.
Yeah, I talked to that guy too. I was like, hey, tell me about your team. Tell me about you.
While I drink wine.
So team number five has a really interesting core that we saw at the end of Reg F. So if y'all remember the Gouging Fire Dondozo Ting Lu team that was pretty popular off of the, I think it was the second global challenge. It had Gouging Fire Dondozo Ting Lu Qian Pao, and then it usually had Dragonite and like Goldango for the last two slots. Well, our friend Wao Yang has put Zacian and Raging Bolt next to Gouging Fire, Dondozo, Ting Lu, and Qian Pao for this Howl-centered team. So you have Zacian with Stellar Terra, Behemoth Blade, Play Rough, Substitute, Protect. You have an AV Bolt with all the normal stuff. You have a pretty normal Gouging Fire, Booster Energy, Howl. In this regulation, you probably want to use Flare Blitz rather than Heat Crash because we have a lot of heavy stuff now. Dondozo is a lefties unaware set rather than an oblivious set. And importantly, it has Fissure over Heavy Slam now. The Ting Lu is a Sand Tomb Ruination Taunt set, so you have Taunt for Amoongus. It's also Rocky Helmet to punish all those Urshi Waters running around. And then your Qian Pao is a pretty standard Focus Sash, Terra Stellar, probably a Jolly Nature Qian Pao. So, one thing to note before we ask Tony what he thinks about the team is that if you try to Howl while Zacian is under a substitute, the Howl will not boost Zacian's attack. So you cannot Howl your substituted ally. Yes, even though Howl is a sound move and substitute is not affected by, is affected by sound moves, you cannot Howl next to a substituted Zacian. So, Tony.
This game is broken.
What do you want to talk about with this team?
First of all, I totally agree with the Gouging Fire with Flare Blitz. I was trying that really early on. However, I'd like to hear your guys' opinion on this, because this is something I totally forgot Gouging Fire could do, just like every other Pokemon on this team can do. Is what do you guys think about Protect on Gouging Fire over Burning Bulwark in a meta like this?
If you have Terra Grass like my guy here, it's less of a problem, because like Spore Amoongus was one of the most annoying things about not having Protect. They Terra. I'm still a fan of Burning Bulwark.
The reason why I ask is because I don't like, to me, I don't see too many contact moves anymore, right? On this team, sure, you have Ice Spinner, you have Wave Crash, Play Rough, you know, but you don't see too many contact moves in general, right? You'll get the Collision Course, sure, but I mean, it's Terra Fire already. So that's why I am curious on your guys' opinion on Burning Bulwark over Protect on Gouging Fire.
I think it's more of a win more button rather than anything else. Because, I mean, sure, you can Parting Shot, but at the end of the day, you can just Howl around Parting Shots. And Parting Shot is a fundamentally passive play that, if you know how to punish it, you can punish it really easily. And also, if your Zacian is behind a substitute, their Parting Shot cycling, their Parting Shot Intimidate cycling is not going to really get them that far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can do Protect, you can do Burning Bulwark. It's kind of a personal choice on how do you want to run the matchup.
That's fair. I do want to point out, this is something that I just noticed. I didn't just notice it, but I know I've talked about it with you guys, where if you notice, like, Zamazenta teams and Zacian teams almost feel like they could be the same team. And I find that to be interesting, because I think the first time we saw Team Dozo come back was on a Zamazenta team. And now, you know, Zamazenta team is kind of flipped. So now it's a Zacian team on the Team Dozo team. And like now you have Zamazenta with the Pelipper stuff. And I think it's a really cool transition almost, where it's like now Zacian wants the bulky boys and then Zamazenta wants the hard hitters.
Yeah, except for like this team, just because this is like a Howl team and Zama doesn't care all that much for Howl, doesn't need it. But generally, yeah. I mean, like, especially when you're talking about like the rain versions.
Like, we have an eighth place with a Zamazenta Pelipper team.
Yeah, good transition to that. But also, when I first saw Stellar Terrorization, I like had PTSD. And I remembered that we're in Gen 9.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, Dynamax. My Dynamax is going down.
But speaking of Stellar Terra, we in our eighth place, we have a Stellar Terra Pelipper so that you can get both boosted Hurricanes and Weather Balls. And for the folks at home, your Stellar Terra, when it's applied to your stab types, gives you a x2 boost to those moves. So you have Hurricanes hitting for 220 base power and Weather Balls hitting for 200 times 1.5 for 300 base power under rain. So your Pelipper becomes a nuke with Stellar Terra.
I love it.
And you also see that on the Zamazenta Pelipper teams, Zamazenta is great because if you have Intimidate Cycling with Ensign, it lowers your attack stat, but Zamazenta uses Body Press, and we don't really have defense lowering things in this metagame. So Zamazenta just straight up does not care about getting Intimidate Cycled.
Why it's the best doggo.
Mm-hmm. And it often runs Wide Guard, but if you have Pelipper on the team, you get a free move slot back on Zamazenta. You may be wondering, why is the dog using Heavy Slam rather than Behemoth Bash?
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so...
I could say.
Oh, go for it, Spicer, you know.
After it's intimidated, it's still Oko's Fluttermane, and also Zama's just heavy as heck. So typically you're still doing 100 base damage on a lot of things. But
yep.
Notably, the only thing you really miss it for is like Frigiraffe and Raging Bolt when they Terra Fairy, because they're still pretty heavy. But it's pretty niche.
True facts. And getting rid of people's Fluttermane is getting rid of their Body Press immunity, which is huge.
I should go back to Heavy Slam then, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
See, he doesn't believe me until Ammo says it.
No, you guys make me sick. You guys convinced me to Behemoth Bash.
It's now, all right.
Now you guys go to...
Oh, and well, I wasn't the master of Heavy Slam knowledge until Jack schooled me on why. Because I picked his brain because he's playing Zamazenta 2. Mm-hmm. And yeah, speaking of which, he did great in our tour with...
Shout out to Jack for almost winning because he fell asleep because Australia has weird times.
I mean, they're on the opposite side of the earth, so...
You're on the opposite side of the earth, I'm just saying.
You're out. You're go home.
We love you, Jack.
The show.
We miss you. Outback Jack.
On the next episode.
Shall we go over to the VR tour?
Let's go over to Victory Road. Not a competitor, but also not as big as ours. Just saying. I'm biased.
That's just because it's our tour, but...
Exactly. Spicer introduced the first team.
Notable tour with the other prestigious players, you know, who I would know their names if I knew the names of people. I'm just not good with that.
I love this introduction.
I know Pengy, okay?
I mean, you could just start saying names. I want you to try to pronounce names.
I'm not trying to... I'm not getting canceled over over some names. Okay, well, let's go for it. Juan Manuel Odriozola. That sounds like a Gen 10 Pokemon. David A. He's got an E at the end. David Carer. He really cares. Oliver Escalin. Cone Van Can. That guy sounds like the main character of a movie. Anthony Christopher Monolock. He's the villain of that movie. Andrea Stefanczyk. That's the main love interest. Stefan Mott. That was easy. Ruben Gianzini. He's the magician. And that's it. I'm only doing top eight.
Yeah. Good job. Love it. Cool. Let's go over the first one, which is a team that you might have seen on ladder. It's Cali Ice, Terra Grass, Clear Amulet, Urshifu Rapid Strike, Terra Ghost, Choice Scarf, Goldango, Terra Fairy with Metal Coat, Pelipper, Terra Ghost, Focus Sash, Terra Dark Amoongus again, but this one has Pollen Puff and Clear Smog, and Incineroar, Terra Grass with Citrus Berry. And this one has Flare Blitz.
I will also say this Incineroar is like max speed jolly. It's like the fastest Incineroar in the West.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard for this very specifically for this team. It's supposed to be Incineroar is really, really fast. I do want to point out that Terra Ghost on the Urshifu is actually pretty smart right now with all the fake out going around. Goldango's, I think it's a sleeper pick, even though it's not really a sleeper pick. And the Moongus is Clear Smog, which makes sense right now, right? Because you keep getting the stupid horse boost. Doesn't matter which one, they're both dumb. But see, everyone knows. But other than that, I mean, I think it's interesting because you have the Swords Dance Groudons. Sometimes you have Swords Dance Koridon. It doesn't work on Zamazenta, so don't try it. Just saying, you know, if you see like a couple cool guys that were on this podcast and they're like running Zamazenta, don't spore them or clear smog them. That'd be great.
We're officially making people throw up with our standing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, no more standing Zamazenta for the rest of the podcast.
I'll also say you have a Terra Grass Calyrex Ice instead of the normal Terra Fire. Because turns out you don't need a matchup fish when you have Will-O-Wisp Ensign. Because they have to drop either a fire or a dark move. And the move that they drop, you can easily play around.
Huh. I thought it was just because you can make a Moongus slower than Calyrex, and then you just spore it in its own trick room.
But that makes sense. Yeah, so if you spore yourself, you're asleep. So that wouldn't be great.
Oh, I meant like opposing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Incineroars are either running Terra Grass or safety goggles. So trying to go spore into an Incin is not going to get you much of anywhere. So instead, you're probably using your Urshifu or your Pelipper to eliminate the Incineroar. And then you don't have to worry about an Incineroar. Or if they don't have Will-O-Wisp, they just don't have Will-O-Wisp, and you don't need to care about it. But clearing a Moongus is a much harder issue for a Trick Room team. And so you just use Terra Grass, and boom. You're done.
Oh, yeah. It's
best friend of Horse Riders. Protects them from sucker punches.
Mm-hmm.
Heals them. Gross.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, because you have the Moongus for Rage Powder. I think the Goldango and the Calyrex Ice is actually a really good combination, too, just because of things like, good as gold, so you don't get spored. You could even swap into a Will-O-Wisp if you really, really need to. And I think Goldango looks really good on this team. I would hate playing it. That's my final thoughts.
Wait, this guy won $880? Where do they get the money?
From the entry fee.
Yeah.
You pay entry fees. That's something we don't have.
Yeah.
Stop bragging. We know we're the best.
We can't give out that much money.
They don't need a
this team is kind of notable for terrorizing the ladder for like a week now.
Yeah, it's not the first time that we've seen it, but we definitely have seen it in action. And it's pretty intense. If you don't have anything for it, I mean, you basically just hit a wall.
So yeah, what's next?
The Shadow Rider team that's in second place.
Oh, this one with the notable Min Xiao that's going around.
The Min Xiao. So it's got Fluttermane, Chiyu, Rillaboom, Clefairy, Calyrex Shadow, and Min Xiao. So, you know, Flutterfish, we've seen that a million times. It is notable that this Chiyu has no Protect, but it has Covert Cloak on it. So instead of spending your Terror Ghost to avoid Fake Out, you have your item to spend to avoid Fake Out. Oh, and it also has Taunt.
This must be a bulky one then, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's probably very bulky.
I think it's surprising that there's no Intimidate to support the physical bulk. But I guess if you Icy Wind and then you just like Heat Wave or Overheat in Sun, 252 Modest, Helping Hand, you know, Chiyu, you know, the normal calc.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess it doesn't matter what you face, because no matter what, you're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to fit Ensign when you're using a fishy form of Ensign.
Yep. But as y'all were saying, we have Min Xiao on this team. And what's really cool about Min Xiao with Calyrex Shadow is that you have that Ghost and Fighting core, because both of Ghost's bad matchups are weak to Fighting. Because Dark and Normal are your only disadvantaged types when you're spamming Ghost moves, and Min Xiao has a close combat to kill both of them. And you have Inner Focus to avoid Intimidates, you have a lot of speed, and you have a really accurate move in close combat to just eliminate Ensign right off the bat. And if Ensign goes away, that's probably one of their only Ghost resistor immunities.
Did you notice this one's terrifying?
Mm-hmm.
So that close combat's doing a lot.
I doubt they ever Terra it.
Yeah, I doubt it too, but just saying, if they yeah. really wanted to just like add insult to injury, they're just like, your Incineroar's left and I know it's gonna die, but I just want you to die 10 times over, then probably.
Yep.
Notable for being the first Terra fighting Pokemon ever.
That's good.
Yep. And it also runs Faint, so that it can break opposing wide guards into opponents. So notably with Faint, because it's not a move that people get to use that often. If you use Faint into one of the Pokemon, that means that any guarding effects for that are team-wide, so like Wide Guard, Quick Guard, Crafty Shield, and there's like another one, all of those go away. If each person uses Protect, you only get rid of that one Protect. But if they use any team-wide protecting moves, Fake gets rid of it for the whole team. So if you're in the Calyrex mirror and they try to use Wide Guard against you, you can just Faint the not Ghost Pokemon and then Astral Barrage away.
Yeah.
I keep looking at this team, it surprises me. Sorry, Spicer, go ahead.
What do you mean it surprises you?
Well, I mean, like, you know, you have Citrus Berry on the Calyrex, the Covert Cloak Terra Water on the Chiyu. The terrifying Mancha. I mean, that one I guess makes sense. Yeah, but
this is like the bulky Shadow Rex we alluded to earlier that you would use with Fairy Terra instead of mm-hmm. Focus Sash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which you have the Friend Guard with, right? So that you're actually living a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense on this team. I hate it.
Congrats, David, for second place in your $440.
Oh, also want to mention that he uses Sing Clefairy, the goat.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
I ran Sing Clefairy. I just want to say that. My last regional. Okay. Next team.
Oh, Spicer.
This team.
No, that's his name. Oh.
Oh, that's his name?
Owee, yeah. Owee.
Oh, Oh, okay.
Like, go for it, Spicer.
Okay, so this dude brought the famous Choice Specs Terrapagos that you may have seen as seen on Twitter or the app previously known as Twitter, whatever. Screw that guy. And it has Terra Star Storm, Sleep Talk. That's it. I mean, Terra Star Storm is typeless when you're Terra'd, basically. Mm-hmm. So you don't need any more moves. You just click that. And you laugh in the face of Amoongus.
It reminds me of a Specs bundle from Portland last season.
You know, oh yeah, with like the hail or the snowscape.
Yeah, the snow Specs bundle, and then it was a just blizzard. Yeah. I do like this team. Like, I hate to admit it. The Rillaboom is kind of cool because the Terra Normal for the Calyrex Shadow Riders. I guess that's a cool tech. You know, seeing two Chiyu in the top eight is actually kind of surprising because this one's just for the Terrapagos and the other one's for the Calyrex Shadow Rider, which is a lot faster and more hyper offensive. This one's not as hyper offensive, I'm guessing. I'm assuming it's Tailwind for some, you know, maybe some speed calc. But yeah. You know, Terra Grass, Surging Strikes. Bam. AMLO, save me.
Yeah, there's a lot of Amoongus hate on there, right? Because you have Rillaboom, who's immune to Amoongus. Ensign, who has safety goggles and taunt into Amoongus. So you can get around your Amoongus Calyrex Ice Rider leads. And you also have Terra Grass Urshifu to get around Amoongus's. Your Sash Chiyu is also really great. I loved Sash Chiyu when I ran it back in Regef. Because your Koridons have to commit two hits into it. You have to do a spread move plus something else into it. It just saves your butt in so many situations. And the Terrapagos with Sleep Talk, if you wind up sleeping the Terrapagos, you can actually observe plays where you would want to switch into an Amoongus Spore so that you can click Terra Stellar and Sleep Talk immediately on the next turn to undo all of their momentum that they tried to get that turn by sporing something. So the Sleep Talk is really, really awesome because it gives you a bunch more PP on your Star Storm, and then you can switch out when you wake up and start actually spreading that damage with Star Storm.
Yeah. I like it. I understand hating Amoongus.
Don't we all?
And speaking of hating Amoongus, right?
Right.
Are we going to talk about my favorite team on here?
We have the GOAT. Team. The GOAT. Kane Von Kahn, who got the message that Maraidon is for teams that hate Amoongus. And what was a team that hated Amoongus? Ursaluna Blood Moon.
Ursaluna Blood Moon.
Graph. So you have Maraidon with Specs, Terra Fairy, Electrodrift, Draco Meteor, Dazzling Gleam, and Volt Switch. You have a Ferrograph with Citrus Berry, Terra Water, Psychic Trick Room, Helping Hand, and Foul Play instead of Shadow Ball for Calyrex Shadow. It has Foul Play for both Calyrex forms.
Beautiful already.
Right. Standard Ursaluna with a Life Orb, Fluttermane with Booster Energy, Icy Wind, Assault Vest Incineroar with a Terra Dragon, and our friendly Terra Dark Urshifu with a Focus Sash rather than like a Choice Scarf or Choice Band.
You're going to make me cry.
This is pretty standard Ursaluna Blood Moon, but they slapped the Maraidon on because it really fixes the biggest hole in that team.
They didn't slap it on. They gracefully put it on.
Oh, okay.
It's very beautiful.
And this is like your standard Maraidon.
It really is.
I mean, besides that, like, they're Terra Electric a lot. This one's very.
I want to ask you guys, what item do you like on Maraidon? If you've tried any of the Maraidons,
I'm a specs or AV guy.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal. And if I had to pick another one, it'd be Covert Cloak.
Yeah. The specs damage is obscene with Volt Switch. Like, the other moves are fine, but being able to do, like, upwards of 70% or just kill something while pivoting is... it's bonkers.
I also memed a little bit with, like, that whole Dragon Cheer Jugulus thing and the Razor Claw or whatever on Maridon, which was fun and funny, but not as good in a open team sheet, trying hard format.
I will say, I think the coolest techs, besides the Maridon and the Blood Moon, you know, Blood Moon, our beloved here, is the Foul Play on Frigoraph. Because I think everyone has, like, thought about Foul Play at some point. It's like, oh, what learns Foul Play? What could destroy Calyrex? Ice Rider. And, you know, because they have the Terra Water to support the Glacial Lance bombardments. So I do think that Foul Play for a graph is really cool on this one. And then the Terra Dragon on Incineroar. Like, I know the Assault Vest Incineroar actually makes sense because this was a thing before on this team. But the Terra Dragon for the Kyogres and, you know, where it's a semi-Trick Room team. So, like, you would think, oh, you want something that doesn't get hit by Cali Ice. But then it's like, Incineroar already doesn't care about that, besides unless you're high horsepower. But I mean, even that, I think this one, like, I played a team like this really early on in the meta when everyone was able to get top 100 and I was like 104 and I almost made it. You know, I'm holding on to that.
Sure.
But I did, but it was really early. It's so early. But we're not going to talk about how early it was where, you know, 1,200 was really high.
5 minutes in.
Exactly. You know, you win at 1050. Anyways, I played a team like this. And I remember the Spectrum Rhydon where it was Terra Electric. And then the Electro drifted like 70% to a Moongus. And also a fun fact for all you that don't know, Electro drift is a contact move. So that is when your Burning Bulwarks will kick in.
See, that's why you have Burning Bulwark.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, like, it's so great to burn things. It's just that you, like, make people play around it. Even though they usually can, it just, like, throws them a little bit for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for that team. Sounds good.
Glorious. Nobody copy it because that might not make it to LA.
And now let me power through these next four. A Kyogre team with Regirraf.
Yeah.
A Cali Ice team, but this time they have Raging Bolt instead of Pelipper. That's an interesting switch. Since the rain helps a lot, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pengy had a pretty standard Kyogre team, but he has the Serena and King Gambit. And I have been hearing about Serena on Kyogre teams, which I think is cool.
Yep, Serena solves a lot of Kyogre's issues with your priority blocking, so you don't have to deal with grassy glides. And it's also the only Pokemon where you have like a team-wide fake out immunity, and you also have a Moongus immunity for your taunt. So again, if you have a Moongus Calyrex Ice lead, you can taunt around the Amoongus, and you can taunt around a fake out.
Yep. And one thing that is so annoying about Incineroar is that it has super effective damage into all three of our priority blocking Pokemon. You might have forgot Bruxish, but that's okay, everybody did. In the rain, Serena doesn't care as much about that. And you got Wide Lens because its move pool requires it, essentially. Triple Axle, Power Whip. Pretty cool.
I do think that the Wide Lens thing picking up is kind of cool. I do like King Gambit a lot right now. I think it's one of those, like, it's another sleeper pick, I think, just because of you know, the Calyrex Shadow Riders being everywhere, and Calyrex in general just being everywhere, I think people should really look at King Gambit just a little bit more. And this one covers the Amoongus stuff, because everyone hates Amoongus, and Tapu Fini, please come back.
Mm-hmm. And then in eighth place, we've got Ruben Gianzini,
who's also a cool guy.
He brought Zamazenta, you know. We're not going to talk about that.
But we will talk about the other five. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have to.
No, I mean, he had Porygon 2. That's neat.
He brought Terra Poison Porygon 2 into this, where I don't know if... Like, I'm actually surprised that that's brought up now, right? Because there aren't too many fairy types. You don't see Flutter... Like, you see Fluttermane, but you don't see Fluttermane like you used to. And so seeing the Terra Poison tech still transfer over, and it did well, obviously, if it's top eight, is pretty cool, I think.
Yep. And I think that covers our Victory Road coverage. Yeah, I mean, what else is there to talk about? I guess that's it.
So
everyone can fuck off now.
Yeah. So, like, I think some big lessons we can pull away from this is that neither of our Rhydons are mid. So Koridon won a tournament and Rhydon got top four in a tournament. Terapagos is actually legit, both with your Calm Mind setup version, but also your Specs version.
Have you seen the Rapid Spin ones that use Rapid Spin instead of like Earth Power?
Yep.
Raise their speed.
they're just balding because they don't have Rock Polish. Hot take. You also have the dogs. So Zamazenta and Zacian are both legit. I mean, Kyogre showed up in the VR tour. Groudon is still kind of somewhere in the background.
Groudon is not legit.
But it's Kyogre that's really doing a bit better now. But
as AOXR tournament organizer Supreme said, press a miss, Blades.
Mm-hmm. But I think public enemy number one is obviously the Calyrex forms. Shadow Rider is going to be the most popular one, and Ice Rider is like the premier Trick Room dude.
Blech.
So as you're, if you're looking forward to Indy or LA or any other Reg G tournaments, you definitely want to keep in mind, you know, your Sword and Shield and your Scarlet and Violet restricted, because they are the ones who are kind of the top dogs right now. But probably the biggest winner of Reg G so far is the little bird that could Pelipper.
Yeah, he's a big bird. Pelicans are scary as heck in real life.
Mm-hmm. And they're really scary when they have a rainbow crown on their head.
Yeah, because then you know they're an ally and they're capable of anything.
Mm-hmm.
I like mine with balloons.
Same. But
Tony, notable, not ally.
Yeah, Pelipper is like the Lando Eye of past regs, where it has solid stabs into most of the balance core stuff. So it can snipe through your Incins, your Urshifus, your Rillabooms, your Amoonguses, but also give you wide guard for all your broken spread moves that we have going around. So if you're looking for a mon to complete your team, it's probably going to be Pelipper.
Blip, 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 blip.
Blip, 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 blip.
Yes,
right, we need to cut this off. Tony's losing it.
We did miss you all, everyone that's listening. Who's left? Whoever is left, please email us.
Yeah, let's go to bed.
All right. Time for your sign-offs. Spicer?
Good night. Sweet dreams, everyone.
That's very wholesome.
I love you.
But now, okay. Now it's central. John Amlo.
Monkey is coming back. You heard it here first.
And hasta la fuego. Class is dismissed. Bam. Stole it from you.